This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend a warm-hearted welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting today's service. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
My sermon theme for this Sunday is, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Those are the words of Jesus. What did he mean by the abundant life? We invite you to listen. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, as we draw closer to the Christmas day, we pray that our hearts may be filled with your Spirit, that we may see anew that marvelous story of God coming to this world in the person of Jesus Christ. And his reason for coming was to give us the abundant life. We often become confused, Father, for what we mean by the abundant life. So open your word that it may penetrate our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends in Christ, in the Advent season, our hearts are being prepared by God for Christmas and the coming of the Christ child who is the God incarnate. A few weeks ago, 3 weeks to be specific, we dealt with the subject, I was sent. That was an answer by Jesus to people who asked, when did you decide to leave the carpenter shop in Nazareth and become the Savior of the world. That is kind of an earthy statement, but there are people who ask that same question today. Notice what Jesus said, "I was sent," and we spent the sermon time on those words. Then last week, somebody asked the question, "Well, really, why did you come? Did you come to be another good religious leader along with the rest that had appeared in history?" And Jesus said, "My primary reason for coming to this world was to seek and to save those who are lost." And now today, I'd like to talk about this theme, "I came to give you an abundant life." That could be the answer to a person who would say, regarding Christianity, "What's in it for me?" And Jesus again would say, "You are destitute, you are poor, even though you may have millions and think you're on top of the world, but you are not. You are a poor person, and I have come to give you an abundant life." Now, what did he mean by that? So today we take a look at the Word of God, and we see that there are two masters who are after our life. Let me read you our text for today. It's found in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. You may say, hardly an Advent message, hardly a Christmas message. Why this right now? I think we see at the very end why it is just that. Jesus says in the 10th chapter, the first 10 verses, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opened the gate for him, and the sheep listened to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." Notice that. "He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly." From this, you can easily see that Jesus is saying there are two masters who are after our lives. The one is Satan, who comes to seek to destroy our life. The other one is Jesus Christ himself, who comes to give us the abundant life. Let's go back to the very first story in the Bible. We go there so often. What was Satan about? He was anxious to destroy Adam and Eve. He came to them in the garden. "God give you any rules, regulations?" "Yes," Eve said, "we can't eat of the tree of knowledge. The day we eat of it, we will surely die." And Satan, that tempter who was after her, said, "That will never happen. The reason that he has given you that admonition is he does not want you to become as wise as he is." So Eve fell for the temptation. She ate, and sin came into the world, and that destroyed Eve. Destroyed her? Yes, it did. Destroyed her in the sense that she was now a sinner, and a holy God could not deal with a sinner. And so as a result of that, she was lost. She was outside of a relationship with God. And when you and I are outside of a relationship with God, we're lost. We are living an awful life, though we may think we have everything going our way. It is evident as we look into life and to witness what is going on around us, to see our television, to read our newspapers, to listen to our neighbors, and sometimes listen to ourselves. What is one of the thoughts that Satan tempts us with? Materialism is the source of all happiness. Now, let me say that again. Materialism is the source of all happiness. Happiness is related, according to the world, to the stock markets, to a high rate of interest on the CDs, to a good banking account, to a good farm, to a good house, and other kinds of property. And the thesis behind this is that the more that we have, the happier we're going to be. That is Satan's tempting message. And as a result of that, it was for that person whose life has no longer any real relationship with God, for he has another God, and that God is immaterial. Jesus comes and says, I want to destroy that which divides you from my heavenly Father. I want you to have a blessed and an abundant life. Here's another one that he'll talk about. Don't take God too seriously. It's all right if you have a little Christianity, but you have to have a Christianity that is adjustable to the culture. Your understanding of Jesus Christ is different from what your parents and grandparents believe, and your children's will be different than what you believe. You see, everything fluctuates. Nothing is stable in this world. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing could be farther from the truth. That which our Lord has taught us, the basics of the Christian faith, the Word of God, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But how often do we not fall for this temptation? And let the tempter become the one who takes away the abundant life. Let him take it away. Learn that you've got to have an adjustable Christianity, as some of our churches are already teaching and preaching, adjustable to go along with the culture of the day. And just see how happy you will be living with this understanding that while it may have cleared up a problem in your own life or the life of someone you love, it has nevertheless destroyed your real relationship with God. Let Christmas be the material. Let Christmas be the celebration of our traditions. Oh, Satan would say, a little bit of church is all right. That was a part of your tradition, wasn't it? And so you can go to church for 45 or 50 minutes on Christmas Eve and see the masses of people who are there for that service too. And then you go home, and here you have your Christmas according to tradition. The food is according to tradition. The presents are according to tradition. Everything is according to tradition. And you have a little bit of the spiritual too. Maybe just to ease you of the guilt because you have been used to this and you realize that it's right. Someone in the audience, maybe your family member who is just learning to read, might have just gotten his or her Bible at Sunday school, reads the Christmas story. And you listen, you think how well she's doing, and the older kids snicker a little bit. Have you had that? Sure you have. And then it's time to pray. Pray to thank God for what he has given you in Jesus Christ, the God incarnate. But Father, you don't have the conviction. You don't have that outward presentation of the gospel enough to tell your family to fold their hands, close their eyes, bow their head, while you pour out through the Lord Jesus, the God incarnate, what he has done for you, what he has done for the family, and what he will continue to do. that's kind of a materialistic Christmas. And Satan has gained a victory. But that's enough of that. Seeing this as it is, we have to be reminded of the tempter who is here in order to we can really understand what Jesus means when he says, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. What was the meaning of Christ's statement, I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest? He likens it to our relationship with him, to that of a shepherd and the sheep. He calls his sheep by name. They are safe and secure in him. They know that he is going to protect them from the evil one, and he is going to lead and guide them. So our Lord Jesus Christ is like that with us. If we live in a relationship with him, if we have received him as our Savior and our Lord, knowing that he died on the cross and that he was raised for our justification. And you say, I hear his voice. I listen to what he has to say, and I follow him. That is the abundant life. To have a voice to which we can return in this chaotic world that wants to toss us from one pillar to one post. I have a Savior, and he's going to be with me no matter what happens. What does this mean in everyday life? Christmas in our home, with or without Christ. Oh, you say, it's different, but not when Jesus Christ is there. No, it's the same Savior who meets us. The menu might have changed. The group might have changed, some have died, new ones have come, but Jesus Christ stands there, anxious to say to you, isn't it good that on this celebration of my birth, the coming into the world to be the Savior, that you and I can introduce the new people to the Savior on that Christmas day? You say that, well, it is a little different. Dad and Mom have left us during the course of the year. Or even more sad than that, Mary left us and she was only 42. And we had our son who was killed in Iraq or wherever it may be in other parts of the world. Yeah. We pause. We shed a tear. We wonder what it's like in Afghanistan now. Tough. Tough, you bet it's tough. Death is never easy. But here you hear the Lord Jesus, who left Bethlehem's manger and who left the carpenter shop in Nazareth and went on to tell people that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's the gospel that gives us the abundant life that no money in all the world can buy. But I humbly know that he is with me. I know whom I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that until the day when he calls me to this world of his. Hear Jesus telling you them that all will be well as long as we trust in him. Yes, it'll give you freedom from guilt. Let's say that you're one of those tonight who say to your little child or children, well, tonight you're with us here, but tomorrow you've got to be ready to go with Dad and his family. You know what that is, don't you? That's simply what we call one of those old divorces. And it does bring guilt. You say, no, no, don't put that on me now. Couldn't be any other way. I'm not saying that. But down deep inside, You know what? It would be different if the family could be together. My point is that here's the abundant life, that into that guilt-ridden heart comes Jesus, who says, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And the gospel that says, and he shall save his people from their sins. And you have the abundant life, complete forgiveness, free access to start life over again, and by his grace to live differently. The first Christmas without him or her who has died, yeah, it's tough, hard, especially that first one. But Jesus promised, and he will save his people from their sins. It's a gift that brings us joy. It's a gift that we are to share with others. And so on this third Sunday in Advent, as we draw close to the Christmas, make it your prayer, friend. Live in your Bible, that you may know what Jesus really meant when he said, I came to give you an abundant life. And then begin the new year, knowing that no matter what stands before you, it will be a great experience, for Christ will appear with you no matter what happens or where you are. Amen. Fill our hearts, O God, with joy that can come only from you. And help us to understand that while some of these little joys that we get here on this earth may fill our hearts with happiness for a little while, but it is only when that heart has been touched with your presence that we can really know what it is to have the abundant life. Our prayers, therefore, go out to those who are sick, those who suffer, those who die. Grant, O God, that they may know that you're with them, that you're the one who has given them the promise that you will never forsake them. God, we pray this day for those who are in the military, for those who fight in Iraq and Afghanistan and other parts of the world. Help us all, O God, to understand that it is not going to be settled on battlefields, but only that the heart of God may be brought to that place where they can see the Savior offering that peace which passes all understanding. We pray also, Father, for our churches. What an opportunity it is for us to proclaim that wonderful gospel. And grant when we are tempted to follow the culture of our day, that we may smell that this is a tempter who is speaking. May we not be led astray. Strengthen us to that end, we ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake, amen.
You have been listening to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. During this busy Advent season, we pray today's gospel message has allowed you to focus on the true meaning of the season, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you looking for a thoughtful gift for a person who has everything? Well, consider a gift of Christian Crusaders Holiday Sermons. This set of 5 Christmas-themed sermons on audio CD, attractively packaged and ready for giving, is available for a suggested donation of just $10. Please call our office at 1-888-693-2484 to order. That's 1-888-MY-FAITH. This gift set can also be ordered on our website at christiancrusaders.org. You might also consider our DVD series, Basic Biblical Truths, for your holiday gift giving. Each volume in this 5-disc set contains an original and powerful 20-minute message by Reverend Larson. These DVDs are available for a suggested donation of $10 each or $50 for the complete set. Basic Biblical Truths can also be ordered online by calling 1-888-MY-FAITH. If you'd like a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously every Sunday since 1936.